And I am sure all honorable members enjoyed the ride, and it was a good adventure that got us dusty and nice and dirty. The committees undertook site inspections of the 40-kilometer stretch of the team, and the SIU investigators seconded to the department, as well as the technical team from the PICC. And these three teams, honorable members, were informative because they gave us all three angles to look at, especially the PICC, because they were the technical guys that were working on the project itself. The three sites included beginning of the border fence, midway of the border fence on the side where private farms run along the side of the border, and the other stretch of the 20-kilometer border fence on the side where there were no farms situated. I would like to also highlight, though, that as we were doing the actual site visit, we also learned that the farms were situated on a land that is owned by the state. However, the road that is in between the farms and the border fence is a private road. So maybe that's also one of the things that the committee members should also take note of. Moving right along to the beginning of the border fence, the director of town planning indicated that the Department of Public Works planned for a lasting solution at the border fence. During the briefing, the director noted that all farm properties extended up to the international border line. In addition, the road running along the borderline was under private ownership, as I've just said. The Department of Defense had use of the road through an agreement with the farmers who owned the farms, as the road was on private land. So here we're learning that much as the farms themselves are on state-owned land, the road is owned by the farmers who have leased state land. Moving over to 3.2.2, which is site two of the border fence. This was basically to highlight the breaches and vulnerabilities along the newly constructed border post fence. A gate was unlocked that gave access to the middle section of the border fence, which consisted of existing electrical fence that had